Brothers and listen to the music on tomorrow's American theme, and Blondie, which would also be on the American theme. Picture this at 14 minutes past 8, the full English breakfast show. Another astronomy story. Every day we're getting one now. Astronomers have found a previously unseen type of object circling a distant star. It could be the core of a gas world like Jupiter, offering an unprecedented glimpse inside one of the giant planets. Giant planets like Jupiter and Saturn have a solid planetary core beneath a thick envelope of hydrogen and helium gas, but no one's previously been able to see what these solid cores are like. And now a team of astronomers has discovered what they think are the rocky innards of a giant planet that's missing its thick atmosphere. And the findings have been published in the journal Nature. Our lead author David Armstrong from Warwick University and colleagues have been running a program to detect exposed planetary cores in data from the Test Space Telescope. Now, this was one of the candidates we picked out as something to try and observe, he said. We followed it up with an instrument called the HARP spectrograph in Chile, which we used to measure the masses of these candidates. This one came out as being exceptionally massive, much more than we expected. That's when we started to look into what could have caused that. When the researchers first looked at the object, they thought it might be a binary star. Its radius is about 3.5 times larger than the Earth's, but the planet is around 39 times more massive. Guess what they've called it? Yes, TOI-849b, of course. It was found circling a star, much like the Sun, that's located 730 light years away. Now, the core orbits so close to its parent star that a year is a mere 18 hours in its surface temperature. It's a cool 1,527 degrees Celsius. Not much use to anyone then. Researchers aren't sure whether the core lost its atmosphere in a collision or just never developed one. If it was once similar to Jupiter, there are several ways it could have lost its gaseous envelope. These could include tidal disruption, where the planet is ripped apart from orbiting too close to its star, or even a collision with another planet late in its formation. If it's a failed gas giant, this could have occurred if there was a gap in the disk of gas and dust that emerged from, or if it formed late after the disk ran out of material. A bit like this show. The Full English Breakfast Show, time for this morning's comedy. Here's Spike Milligan.
Well, the show starts here, and it goes like this. Good evening. It seems to be going all right so far. Good evening, 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 good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. 16 good evenings where we used to do with one. That shows you the level to which the English good evening, along with a pound, has fallen. Do you know, it takes 17 English good evenings for one American good evening. And 33.5 English good evenings for one West German Guten Abend. However, in Tunisia, you can still get two good evenings for one Hallo Sailor. Yes, our language has been inflated beyond all recognition. To be or not to be has gone up to 3B or not 3B. Almost double. In 1899, this was the value of the English get out.
Get out!
Today?
Get out!
Cock up, number three.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's all this about you going to Scotland?
No, I was looking at Scotland, actually, as a place to go for my summer holidays. Take a little lodge by Loch Lomond. Very pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. Getting stir crazy, are you?
A little bit, to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind getting out and about and seeing a change of scenery, to be honest with you. It would be nice.
You know, you should get down the pub on Saturday for Super Saturday, you know, have a pint and a side order of coronavirus while you're at it, you know, and what's not to be liked?
The pubs will be absolutely rocking across England on Saturday. It may not be the ideal day to go out.
Yes, and just put your plans about going to Scotland on ice, because wee Nicky Sturgeon might have something to say about that. She might put you into quarantine.
Is that true? I don't know.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Okay, well, I think it'd be nice. And, you know, it's a nice part of the world. Maybe it's an opportunity to think about doing something different, going somewhere different. Lake Como is unlikely to be on the cards this year.
Come here to spend a little time on the golf course. We know what you're like.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, markets mixed on Wall Street yesterday, although the S&P 500 was up by 0.5%. But so we're waiting on the non-farm payroll numbers, really.
We are. US stocks rose on positive vaccine developments, better than expected manufacturing data from the United States, all of which helped temper some concern over the jump in coronavirus cases. S&P 500 rose for a third straight day. NASDAQ jumped to a record high. Investors focused on early trial of an experimental shot from Pfizer and BioNTech, which showed it safe and prompted patients to produce antibodies. Closely watched gauge of manufacturing jumped in June in the United States to its highest level in more than a year. Path of the pandemic, still a major concern, of course, particularly in the United States, reporting a surge in cases over the course of the past several days. US daily cases topped 50,000 level for the first ever time. The infectious disease expert, Dr. Fauci, will become very well aware of his work over the course of the past couple of months, warning the US rate could head towards 100,000 a day if the country doesn't get a grip of the virus. S&P 500 stay up 0.5%. Stock 600 in Europe was up 0.2%. Looks like we'll add to those gains at the open this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 30 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 73 points. CAC in Paris up 35 points. Quite rightly alluded to, big focus for the markets today will be the non-farm payroll number, the US employment report. Look for the acceleration in hiring to persist in June. Expect the US economy to create 2 million jobs during the course of last month. Although you have to say the numbers are very hard to predict. Huge upside surprise that we saw in May, which could have been driven by the payroll protection program requirements. And that could have brought forward hiring expected in June, suggesting some give back in today's number. We do expect the unemployment rate to decline to 12.8% as a rebound in the participation rate offsets some of the effects from the increase in employment. Look for average hourly earnings and weekly hours to decline with a further reintroduction of service sector employees, which tend to have lower average hourly earnings and more part-time employment. But certainly a big number for the markets to watch out for. Gives us a guide to the health of the US economy and confidence of US companies.
Gosh, you have been doing your homework this morning. Normally, like,
work
I'm
hard,
really tired. Oh, I can't wake up this morning.
More than 2 decades of doing this show, I am on it each and every day.
Is it 2 decades, really?
2 decades, God, big style.
Seems like a hell of a lot longer.
What type of language is that in the morning?
Good numbers from FedEx, hardly surprising. Surprising in the current environment, I would say.
Yeah, FedEx shares jumped nearly 10% yesterday after the courier reported a surge in deliveries and an efficiency drive that's helped it to propel earnings beyond Wall Street expectations. FedEx said it kept costs in check with a mix of job cuts, reduced incentive compensation, aircraft retirements, and delays to some investment projects. FedEx said its margins have held up despite pressures from soaring residential deliveries that are typically less profitable than commercial shipments. FedEx has extended its 7-day-a-week service, added capacity for large packages, said they got a boost from government and company customers if they've been flying PPE supplies around the world. In terms of the outlook, they've reported week-on-week improvement for business packages since April, predict it will take 18 months for airline freight levels to return to pre-pandemic numbers, and said that profitability will get a boost from its surcharge that it introduced in June.
And Pizza Hut not doing terribly well in the United States. It's hardly surprising with those things that they call pizzas, those sort of thick crust filled with cheese. I mean,
yeah, I'm with
God.
You.
Cholesterol heaven.
Okay, Pizza Hut, but yeah, there's lots of competitive pressures in that market. Of course, the pandemic has made life particularly difficult for some of these operators. NPC, the largest franchisee of Pizza Hut restaurants in the United States, has filed for bankruptcy protection. This after coronavirus-related shutdowns added to existing competitive pressures in the restaurant industry. NPC opened its first Pizza Hut in 1962, operates 1,225 Huts and 385 Wendy's stores across the United States. The group has struggled with rising labor and food costs, struggled to develop its delivery business as it adapts away from its difficult dine-in model. Chapter 11 filing doesn't mean it goes out of business. Gives the company a chance to work out a plan to pay back its bills and to turn the business around. Restaurants, as we know, facing pressures from the pandemic. Temporary closures has drained revenue. For some, they will not survive. For others, of course, they will have to adapt quite dramatically to the new environment.
Is that a deep pandemic?
A deep pan, very good. That's nice, isn't it?
Thin and crispy, that's the way to go.
Get you onto pizza, suddenly you become an expert.
Thin and crispy, nice margarita with some pili-pili on
it. What about Domino's? What's your view on Domino's?
No, absolutely not. No. Thin and crispy, keep it simple, hot sauce, you're laughing.
Yeah, a good Italian pizza. That's what you need.
Well, they do pretty good pizzas in this part of the world. I mean, it is nearly Italy, but yeah, have you never had a pizza down here?
I probably have. I'm guessing I have in my time.
Well, you can buy me one next time you come down anyway.
They used to do a lovely pizza, actually, in the Fairmont downstairs.
I'm sure they still do, yeah.
Very nice.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 124.5. Euro dollar coming in at 112.5. €1.105 for your British pound this morning.
Speak to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hang Boston Barclay.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. The French government's given the green light for a major upgrade to the rail network in the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region. Described as the biggest rail project of the 21st century, the upgrades aim to improve links between major towns and the rest of France, as well as to enhance connections with neighbouring European countries. Phases 1 and 2 of the project will see new rail infrastructure for Nice, Cannes, Toulon and Marseille to declutter existing lines and speed up journey times. A major part of the upgrades will see a new TGV railway station with four platforms constructed at Nice Côte d'Azur Airport, which will enable fast links to Spain, Italy and other parts of France. The financial details, which will run into several billions of euros, are yet to be put in place, but it's likely the government will tender the work out to a major construction company, with investment coming from regional and departmental councils. A squad of crack raid police have swooped to arrest a man near the railway station in Nice. Reports say the officers used a drone to keep the man under surveillance before moving in to make the arrest on the Rue Paganini. No reason has yet been given for the arrest, but raid officers are rarely involved in routine policing operations. Emergency services have freed a truck driver after his vehicle jackknifed at the Escota roundabout near the A8 at Pugey-sur-Argent on Wednesday. The accident caused big traffic jams in the area as firefighters worked to free the man from the cab of the truck. The incident took several hours to be cleared away as the truck was carrying a load of chemicals which had to be treated with care. The driver wasn't seriously hurt and is being treated in Fréjus Hospital. A couple who are alleged to have attacked municipal police officers while being arrested in Nice on Tuesday have been remanded in custody. A woman officer suffered head injuries during the incident. After being pushed to the floor, she was also bitten and had her hair pulled violently. Reports say the couple who were arrested after the car they were in hit several vehicles on the Avenue de la Californie were drunk at the time of their arrest. The Nice State Prosecutor has decided to extend the custody period for further questioning, and Nice City Hall, which employs municipal police officers, says it will press charges. And a pair of swans have been showing off three new arrivals on the River Bragg near Antibes. It's been noted that the pen, or Mrs. Swan if you prefer, was expecting in the autumn of last year, but regular walkers in the area noticed the three cygnets swimming behind mum and dad for the first time on Wednesday. The cob, that's Mr. Swan to you, appears to be playing a full role in parenting, which is just as well as cygnets hang around with the adults for around a year before starting an independent life. In national news today, the French public health body SPF says it's not envisaging a second wave of coronavirus to hit the country, but warns the virus is still circulating. Santé Publique France says the transmission of the virus continues to go down and is currently at very low levels. But SPF warned against complacency and urged the public to continue with good hygiene practices and the wearing of face masks where obligatory or appropriate. France reported 18 new COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday, bringing the total number of deaths from the virus since the start of the pandemic to 29,861. 582 people are still in intensive care, and 8,336 patients are receiving hospital treatment. A meat processing plant in the Mayenne department has been shut following a series of positive coronavirus tests. 28 staff at the Olvia Pork Abattoir have tested positive for COVID-19. The plant is being deep cleaned and will remain shut for the foreseeable future. And a survey of European motorists suggests that most drivers have become safer and more courteous behind the wheel, with the notable exceptions of France and Greece. The poll carried out by Ipsos for Vinci Autoroutes questioned motorists from 11 European nations to find out if they changed their driving habits over the past year. The findings showed that 70% of French motorists insult other drivers when behind the wheel, while 47% of Greek drivers admitted to tailgating. One in five French drivers said their character changed for the worst when they took to the road, while 66% of Spanish motorists confessed to excessive use of the horn. 88% of motorists in the 11 nations surveyed admitted to breaking the speed limits on occasion, while Swedes were the most likely to drive too fast. The Greeks took the dubious prize for being Europe's most dangerous drivers, while British motorists came out as the safest. Worryingly, a fifth of drivers said they'd got out of their car to settle a dispute with another motorist, with the Poles being the worst offenders at 37%. There were some 22,800 fatal road accidents within the 27 EU nation bloc last year, a decrease of 2% from 2018. Fatal accidents have fallen by 23% since 2010. The Swedes. Who would have thought it? Slow down.
Riviera Radio. Sports news.
Football, there were four games in the English Premier League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. West Ham United have given their survival hopes a massive boost with a 3-2 success against fourth place Chelsea. West Ham moved 3 points clear of the drop zone. The Ukrainian winger Andrei Yarmolenko got the winner in the 90th minute for the team managed by David Moyes.
We got better. We've got better in all the games, to be fair. And I still said to him, I think there's much more improvement. I didn't think we played well enough in the first half, but I think in the second half we got better, even though I've got to say it was really tough against Chelsea.
Leicester City face a real test now to try and hang on to a top four spot as their dismal form continued. This time third in the table, Leicester lost 2-1 at Everton, and the poor run is a major concern for their boss, Brendan Rodgers.
Disappointed with the result. We started the game actually quite well in the first 5-10 minutes, but then found ourselves behind. The second goal kills us really because it's very, very harsh. The tempo of our game was much better in the second half, but we couldn't quite manage the final bit of quality, and that's obviously something that we've suffered from really since we've come back.
Bournemouth remain in trouble in the relegation places. They dropped to 19th spot after losing 4-1 to Newcastle United. Norwich City are rock bottom and are looking doomed. They lost again, this time beaten 4-0 away at Arsenal. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored twice. He's the fastest Arsenal player to make it to 50 Premier League goals. His manager is Mikel Arteta.
Well, that tells everything. You know, we have some really, really great strikers in this football club, and for him to achieve that is phenomenal. He deserves it with his attitude, the effort that he puts every day in training, and the way he's willing all the time to help his teammates.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Two games tonight. Sheffield United play Spurs and Manchester City host the champions Liverpool. In the English Championship last night, West Brom closed the gap on the leaders Leeds to just a point following a 3-0 win at Sheffield Wednesday. Derby were 1-0 winners at Preston. Birmingham lost 3-0 at home to Huddersfield. And Nottingham Forest beat Bristol City 1-0. Brentford, Nottingham Forest, Fulham and Cardiff are in the playoff positions, with Derby just a point behind in seventh. Motorsport, the former Formula One driver Alex Zanardi is in a serious but stable condition following a second operation on head injuries that he sustained in a hand bike accident 2 weeks ago. The 53-year-old remains sedated and intubated at a hospital in Siena. Zanardi has become a global sporting icon after losing both his legs in a racing accident in Germany in 2001, but then recovering to become a four-time Paralympic gold medalist. Cricket, the legendary West Indies batsman Sir Everton Weeks has died at the age of 95. Weeks scored 4,445 test match runs in 48 games with an average of 58.61. He's the only player to ever make five centuries in consecutive tests and was known as one of the three Ws along with Sir Clyde Walcott and Sir Frank Worrell. And in rugby union, Leicester Tigers have confirmed that the England centre Manu Tuilagi is one of five players to have left the club. Several players, including Tuilagi, have been locked into contract disputes with the club after being offered alternative deals because of the coronavirus crisis. Tuilagi has been with Leicester since 2009. He's won 43 England caps since then and represented the Lions on their 2013 tour to Australia.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime and the Var, the general situation is a depression, 1,009 millibars over the Côte d'Azur. And winds are variable or southwesterly, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,013 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 3 northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Course, 1,012 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, cloudy, force 4 to 6 westerly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Now, what's going on with the weather? It's actually raining when I got to Monaco this morning. It's cleared up since then. Lovely blue skies in Monaco. I don't think it's going to last, though. Clouding overlays, they're saying. Possibly some thunderstorms in places. Bright spells at times, too. Just a mixture of everything, really. Light to moderate southwesterly winds. Temperatures 25 to 27 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 23 degrees with partially cloudy skies. Friday and the start of the weekend, partially cloudy tomorrow with the risk of some afternoon thunderstorms. Fine on Saturday. Highs of 26 to 30 degrees. Finally, Google has bought a company that makes smart glasses following the failure of its own Google Glass to go mass market. North, founded in Canada in 2012, said it would now be winding down support for its first generation focals. Google's Senior Vice President of Devices and Services, Rich Osterloh, said we're building towards a future where helpfulness is all around you, where all your devices just work together and technology fades into the background. Apple and Samsung are also rumoured to be launching glasses, while Facebook's Oculus division is looking to turn virtual reality mass market. And North's focals hide a computer processor, battery and Bluetooth module in the arms of the frames, controlled via a ring called the Loop and compatible with Amazon's Alexa. A holographic display allows wearers to see notifications or even call a taxi. I still think they need to have a sort of a light inside the glass, you know, on the frame of the glasses. So if you lose them, then it's just connected to Bluetooth. You can just get your smartphone to find your glasses for you. You're up to date. The news is on the website, RivieraRadio.mc.